Thanks, everybody, for your patience. We'll reconvene the Tax Conference Committee. Madam Chair, we're pushing. It's about a minute to midnight on my watch. So I think we'd entertain a motion to go past midnight. Madam Chair, Representative Chesky moves to have the Tax Conference Committee work past the midnight deadline in the rules. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails. Madam Chair, I have an amendment that Senator Saltzman gave me relative to veteran and fraternal organizations, allowing them to use their to make it an allowable use with their pull tab operations to pay the proportion of the utility bill in the building they're in that's related to the portion of the building that they occupy. Under current law, they could pay the entire utility bill, but that doesn't become, but if they do that, then they can't rent any space to anybody else in the building. So this will just allows them to take as an allowable use for a lawful purpose the share of the utilities that would be attributable to the charitable organization. It's the MJA 17 amendment. I think we have copies.
Yeah.
Everybody have it?
Yep.
Yeah, we
have
it.
Senator Moi moves the MJA 17. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails. Madam Chair, I believe Senator Skoy and Representative Markward have been working on the Green Acres issue, and I don't think they quite have the language worked out relative to the covenant, but I do think they have an agreement in principle as to something. Maybe we could adopt their verbiage and ask staff to draft the appropriate language. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. What Representative Markort and I have been talking about is adopting Senate Article 4, Sections 19 and 21. We would like that covenant to be a time period of 8 years. Currently, with the 10-year covenant, there's a 5-year waiting period before they can apply to get out, and another 5 years after that. We would like that to be changed to 5 years with a 3-year waiting period.
Good. Council, based on that, can we make sure the bill is going to reflect that? Senator Markward, is that the understanding?
Great. Mr. Chair, that is. And, you know, I think it's good policy because it fits in to the Metropolitan Agricultural Preserve Program, which is really the Twin Cities complement of Green Acres. And that's 8 years. So, in a way, you're making that consistent. And then there is the Sustainable Forest Investment Act, right, that was mentioned the other night, is the other one that has covenants, and that's 8 years. So I think it's good policy, but I would ask the chairs here to tonight, and I know there's nothing bearing on future legislatures, but you know, we've heard a lot about this, but we need to say, so we send a very clear message to landowners that these are the last changes until, you know, this thing gets into place, and we need to provide that consistency. So I guess I would like the chairs or someone to say this is going to be. And I also have to say that Representative Erdahl and Representative Coonan was also working on this very religiously. So I appreciate that.
Representative Erdahl, any comments, Representative Coonan, on that?
Mr. Chairman, it sounds like it should be a workable compromise. We can get this done.
Representative Erdahl?
Well, of course, I would have gone with 10 years, but, you know, the 8 is a good compromise.
On the SCOI motion, direct staff to prepare the language to reflect the 8-year covenant. And Representative Markward, I do want to acknowledge the Senate Tax Committee did not bring to the floor of the Senate the repeal of the covenant. That was done on the floor of the Senate over the objection of the Property Tax Division Chair and the Tax Chair. So, I mean, I think the Senate Tax Committee's position has been consistent with what your position is, Representative Marquardt, is that we're all done talking about Green Acres in the Tax Committee.
Forever.
Until
blue water comes along.
On the SCOI motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no.
No.
Motion prevails.
That was the little local option bucket and the referendum.
Should we do the money part too or not?
He worked hard.
One more. Yeah.
Then we can direct on the money part next. I got that. Let me go get it. Let's go first.
Members, Representative Lincheski and I have been having some discussion about the commissioner's interest in there being a referendum on these food and beverage and lodging taxes. And I think we're making a mistake asking for referendums on these when other communities have them and we have not requested a referendum. But now for Rochester and Detroit Lakes, we're going to ask them to do a referendum when other communities haven't. I think that's a mistake. But now, having said that, there are a lot of, there's not a lot in this bill, but there are some members' things in here that are important to people. And I'm disappointed that somehow not requiring a referendum might put a whole bunch of members' provisions in jeopardy. I think the governor's wrong about that, but I also understand he's very principled even when he's wrong. So I guess I'm going to concur that I guess we're going to put a referendum on the Rochester and the Detroit Lakes food and beverage and lodging taxes, even though I don't think we should. Or Marshall and Detroit Lakes. Not Rochester.
Marshall and Detroit Lakes.
Marshall and Detroit Lakes. Madam Chair, do you have a motion on some local option?
Mr. Chair, and if we're getting something wrong here, Senator Bach, just correct me. I'd move to take the Senate provision on Rochester, the Senate provision on Detroit Lakes, the House provision on Marshall, the referendums that we just discussed, and then I think Mr. Michael should direct us on the Proctor change.
I think, Madam Chair, the Senate provision on Proctor would be to take the word maintenance out, the new language out, and change the number down to the bond number down to $10 million and require a referendum.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the motion.
Everybody understand the motion? All in favor,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sundrum.
You know, I will just say this. At least, you know, if it was Marshall and what was the other one?
Detroit Lakes.
I don't know, but I would suspect those communities have gone through this discussion both at the governmental level and probably in the community level, whether it's chambers or whatever. And I'm not sure this is right to do this with communities that have already kind of been through this process or whatever process they went through. I don't think they came down here flippantly believing that what they were doing was not a good thing. And my point is, if we're going to do this, could we not think of doing it 2 or 3 years hence or something like that? Imposing this, okay, as a referendum rule or requirement, but having it then out there such that communities that probably haven't even thought of going forward with this would know prospectively going into it that, yeah, if we do this, it's going to require a referendum.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Chesky.
Just a thought here. Okay, so Senator Sundrum, we're doing this because the governor's requiring it according to the commissioner. We agree with you. But, you know, I just have a thought.
Well, I don't want to see these things vetoed, obviously.
Maybe the commissioner could talk to us about a reverse referendum. You know, because now you have Senator Sundrum who's
highlighting. Chair, all I'm saying is could we not think about making it effective, and I don't care, 2012 or 2013 or pick your year, but on into the future at some point.
I don't think we're talking about changing the general law,
Senator.
No. I think we're talking about just for these referendums.
Giving them. The bill. Rochester would not, but Detroit Lakes and Marshall would be the ones affected by the gov. You know, maybe the commissioner wants to weigh in here. I mean, so this is the problem now, too.
Commissioner?
Chairman, I think I was asked a question on a previous occasion about, I think Senator Rest asked me whether a reverse referendum would be sufficient. Oh. And my answer then was the same it would be now. It is not. The governor was very explicit about being a direct referendum on any of these local option sales taxes.
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't want to see these things vetoed. And I don't want to see this go down based on that.
Senator, I agree with you. I just think the governor's wrong about this.
Mentioned.
I guess he's the governor for
Marshall, right?
Three more days of my life, I guess, and as long as we're in this building.
Marshall,
to that, we probably won't interact any longer. But.
Yeah.
Representative Corner.
Mr. Chairman, on that requirement for a referendum, I know it's for Detroit Lakes and Marshall, and we're not talking anything about actually putting it in the statute requiring referendum from this day forward. And so I can't speak to Detroit Lakes. I'm not that familiar with that project. But Marshall is going to do a referendum regardless if we ask them to or not. So in that case, it really doesn't matter.
Okay. So we're just left Detroit Lakes.
One of those bills, was it the Marshall bill that was drafted with a referendum on the food and beverage? One of them was drafted that way. Which one?
Marshall.
Marshall? So they shouldn't. It's going to pass, I would think, anyway.
Mr. Chairman, what they've decided there in Marshall, the decision makers have decided that if the people don't go for it, it's dead. They're not moving forward, and they want to know that, so they're putting it to a vote. So.
Everybody understand the motion? Senate language on. Commissioner, any thoughts on that? Do we need a referendum if the election date is after the governor's term is up?
That's a good question, Senator. I think for purposes of Marshall, it does. I mean, the House language actually has within 2 years, I believe, of the day of final enactment of the section. So, you know, I don't have a specific suggestion on that. Maybe some boilerplate, I'm sure, would be acceptable.
Also, what do we have in the bill?
Mr. Chair, the House provision doesn't have a referendum because they just had food and beverage and lodging taxes. But the Senate bill that included local option sales tax allows them within 2 years to enact. The Senate bill has within 2 years to enact.
Then that's the same thing that the House has, just with two taxes.
So we would do within 2 years of enactment for both Marshall and Detroit Lakes? Is that, Madam Chair, is that you're thinking? In case they're not ready by this November. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the House language for the city of Marshall, I believe, requires a referendum for the bonds, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Do I have that right?
Yeah, we've moved the House language for Marshall.
Right. Oh, okay. It was taken out. Yeah.
Does staff understand what we're doing here? Okay. All in favor, Representative Loeffler.
I was just thinking about the timing of that. If they don't do it this fall, and we have 2 years after enactment, so that would be August 1st or whatever is the standard date, then it would be that 2 years would be up before the next statewide election, and I'm wondering if we're forcing them into a special election, which is even more expensive.
It has to be. We'd want it at the general.
We can always fix it next year, including the referendum. Everybody understand the motion?
Yep.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no?
No.
Motion does not prevail. Does it prevail?
Yeah. I think we're all asleep. Maybe you want to call that one again.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no?
No.
Oh, okay. The motion prevails.
The Detroit Lakes.
My goodness.
Detroit Lakes people here.
I thought I heard Senator Moi say no,
but
it was Representative Marquardt.
Yeah.
That could have, you know, no vote on this could have jeopardized your reelection.
I know, that's why I voted no.
A yes vote could have jeopardized his reelection.
I'm sure, do we
Representative Erdahl, I think, has a
motion. Representative Erdahl, let's talk about St. Charles, trying to help St. Charles out a little bit.
Page 9, Article 1, Section 34. They'd like to move.
What page on the spreadsheet?
Spreadsheet? Where is it? I don't have that.
9? In the summary, page 9. Side by side, page 9.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Erdahl,
I think through discussions here, I believe that idea is to make this a one payment out of the general fund of $50,000
to the city of St. Charles.
To the city of St. Charles, so I would move that
straight up appropriation from the general fund.
And contingent on the spreadsheet working out tomorrow.
Contingent.
Yeah. And contingent upon the numbers working on the spreadsheet tomorrow once we actually have a spreadsheet.
And, Mr. Chair, that would work in fiscal 11.
In fiscal 11?
Let's see. The intent would be fiscal 11 if there's money on the spreadsheet for it. So if not, we may have to move it.
We changed it.
$50,000 general fund appropriation. City
yes.
of St. Charles. Everybody understand the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
I think Representative Senator Moi.
Senator Moi.
The LLC.
Mr. Chair.
Where on the side by side is the LLC provision for low income housing?
It's on Article 4, Section 6.
Page 23.
Okay.
Senator Moi moves Senate Article 2, Section 12. Section 12. Senator Moi, the provision is what?
This is a provision dealing with changes to. Last year we made some changes and we with respect to LLCs and general contractors, and we left out the language that would deal with LLCs who are, and I'm not, I want to make sure that I'm right on this. Maybe, I wonder if Mr. LaScalzo here? I don't want to misstate this,
yep,
so
yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm saying it right. I don't want to misstate this because we did this once already, and so I want.
Or I can do the doubles.
You can do them together. You can move them together.
Can you briefly just tell us,
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee? This provision was passed in 2008 initially, and it was for just straight up general nonprofits who were operating as general partners. We had missed the provision that would allow nonprofits that operate as limited liability corporations, which is an organizational structure is being demanded more now by some of the private investors are involved in the process.
And what line on the spreadsheet?
Four and five.
And 11, okay. Okay, 80,000. On the WA motion.
The revenue loss.
Right, on the WA motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
On the contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Those two. Right.
Representative Markhorn.
Mr. Chair, I will move Article 2 of the House Bill, page 11. Sections 1, 2, and 3, which runs on pages 11, 12, and 13, which is Council on Local Results and Innovation, Local Performance Measurement, Reform Accountability Value, Property Tax System Benchmarks, and Critical Indicators.
And on the spreadsheet, that is...
And the motion as the spreadsheet will allow.
Okay, so this is kind of the shock absorber that we're going to appropriate as much money as we can.
This can be scaled down.
Right.
To the extent there's money in the spreadsheet, so we'll revisit the spreadsheet
right.
tomorrow. Maybe adopt right. the completed revised spreadsheet tomorrow, probably. So
we'll have to look.
On the Markhorn motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Thank you.
Move these two. Do you?
Okay.
Here, Dale. Or do you want me to move this?
I think, Madam Chair, have we moved the department's $25 fee?
I think we did.
Did we already move that?
So now we're going to reconsider. I'll move to reconsider that motion. $25 fee.
Where is that, Council, on the spreadsheet?
Nothing out.
Representative Chesky moves reconsideration by which the motion that House Article 11, Section 4 was passed. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no. Motion prevails. The motion is being reconsidered.
Okay, so I'd like to move to
adopt House Article 11, Section 4.
And change the fee from 25 to 50.
And change the... Okay. So the only thing we're different with this motion is the fee rather than $25 is going to be $50. And then as we balance the spreadsheet, we'll see, Commissioner, if we maybe can take the 50 down. We'll, is that the intent? We'll take
right.
a look at.
Right.
So it's the House language, Article 11, Section 4, except the fee is being changed from $25 to $50. All in favor of Representative Lencheski's motion, say aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Okay, and then your sedan.
And then there's one
sedan.
Other little money item.
I don't know
out
where
in
it is.
12. The sedan pilt provision is.
Page 9.
So then the spreadsheet tomorrow will be corrected to reflect the correct number.
They will be corrected when we do the
spreadsheet. Senator Skoy moves Senate Article 4, Section 39. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Do we have?
I don't have anything else. I can't remember.
I think that's most of... I think that's most of what we need to do. Madam Chair, for tonight at least.
Senator?
Representative Riddall.
Should I throw out my little hutch thing now and get it taken care of?
Oh, yeah.
He wants to vote on that.
Oh, sure. Representative Riddall, you have a motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Page 29, Article 5, Section 31, the Senate position on the Hutchinson local option sales tax. I'd like to move that, and I think it's already been discussed. You know, I think that it's a needy project. I mean, at this time, I mean, they have some unforeseen circumstances, and I'd like to see it done.
This is that city that's been Mr. Chair.
Senator Spy.
Is this the Hutchinson?
Yes.
This is the Hutchinson.
You know, members, on the way out, I was visiting with the mayor. The local resident fee per month here is $78 on average. I mean, these folks are really paying a very large residential water fee, and I'm going to support the city's effort to they got a real problem. Yeah, their usage is down, and so I'm going to support the Erdahl motion.
Anyone else? Yes.
Representative Corn.
And I agree with what Senator Scoia has been saying and Representative Erdahl. We've talked about this before, that I'm going to support this too.
Representative Erdahl's motion is to adopt Senate Article 2, Section 31, the Hutchinson Local Option Sales Tax. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no?
No.
Motion does not prevail. Senator Scoia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, on the provision that we adopted, the Council on Local Results, the appointing authority in the Senate needs to be the Committee on Committees. So I don't know if you want to reconsider that and make an amendment or how you want to deal that, but it's not the...
What does it say?
We need the Committee on Committees to be the appointing authority of the membership from the Senate.
I will move that amendment. So if staff know what we're talking. So wherever that would be in the bill, I will move that amendment.
It's Article 2, Section 1, creation of the council. The appointing authority by the Senate would be the Committee on Committees.
Council, I think we have boilerplate language for that, correct, for the Senate appointments. So we would take the language that's in, out, and insert the Senate boilerplate language relative to Senate appointments. Do we understand that? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary, no. The motion prevails. Good catch, Senator Scoia. We got scolded for the LGS
Chair.
Study committee because it didn't have the correct appointing authority for the Senate members. So Senator Scoia made a good catch there. Members, why don't you spend the rest of the night kind of laying in bed, not be able to go to sleep, kind of perusing the side-by-side to see if there's anything else we need to take up tomorrow or you feel we need to take a vote on. And I think our intent is to try to come back tomorrow morning and try to get this done by noon tomorrow so this can get up on the floor tomorrow afternoon is the intent. So I think our staff has plenty of work to do to get this in shape. So if you have something you'd like to take up, we need to think about what it is overnight here. Madam Chair? 10 o'clock? I think Representative Lencheski indicated that she would reconvene at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This committee is adjourned.